And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy!
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds!
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
This headline podcast is brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Mike Smeltz here from The Athletic. And shocking news. Wow, Alex, in the NBA. The Nets have effectively banned Kyrie Irving from their team facility and from playing with the team. They've decided that they no longer wanted him just to be a halftime participant. They are looking for a full-time participant. And joining us now is Brooklyn Nets reporter for The Athletic, Alex Schiffer. Alex, you just got out of a press conference with Nets GM Sean Marks. What did he have to say about this?
Yeah, I mean, he was, for a guy that, you know, likes to keep things close to the vest, I thought he was very direct. He said how the Nets really were left no choice with Kyrie. It's a personal decision he's making, but obviously it impacts the group. He essentially told everyone Kyrie Irving's vaccination status, which I think you can all infer on your own. And he, you know, he was very noncommittal about it. He said he'd love to welcome Kyrie Irving back, but at the same time, you know, he's not sure how long the invitation will be extended for and how this all plans to operate going forward. So, I think very blunt from a guy that's not really known for putting it all out there.
And this Nets organization, particularly under Sean Marks, and as Joe Tsai became the owner of the team, is very player first. And that's part of why Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant came to Brooklyn in the first place and why James Harden wanted to come to Brooklyn and he eventually ended up there, is that the organization sort of builds itself around its players. This is the most direct statement the Nets have made to a player in terms of, I wouldn't say calling them out, but to directly sort of single that person out. How involved do you think Kevin Durant and James Harden were in these discussions? How much do we know about how much they knew about what was about to happen today?
Yeah, Mark said that the decision came down to him and owner Joe Tsai, but Mark has said before that he consults Durant, Irving previously, and Harden on some of the bigger decisions the organization has to make. So I have a hard time believing that they didn't get a phone call and got their opinions vetted about this.
Do we know how Kyrie has reacted to the news? I've been searching his Instagram page for some type of veiled message that he typically sends out. Have we heard anything at all from his side?
I asked, nothing that I could find. I asked Sean specifically, you know, how did Kyrie react to the news? I understand you don't speak for him, Sean, but how do you think he took it? And did you do this in person, over the phone, etc.? And he, that's probably the one time that he was bland today. He said, you know, the team is off today, so no one was in the facility. And he didn't want to kind of elaborate into all that. But, you know, he said he's assumed that Kyrie's not happy about this. So that's the big mystery right now is did he understand? Is he pissed? We don't know. And Sean didn't seem interested in elaborating on it.
It seems obviously pretty clear what the resolution, I mean, there's many different ways this could go. But what the Nets are looking for exactly is Kyrie Irving to get vaccinated. Is that correct? That's it?
I would agree with that.
Right. And Sean Marks was even asked specifically about Kyrie's vaccination status and essentially said, we wouldn't be here if he was vaccinated. Let's look at the basketball situation for a sec. Kyrie Irving, obviously, he actually had a great season last year. I think he was like 35-5 over the season, shooting 50-40-90, some incredible offensive statistics. But the team has Kevin Durant and James Harden and a bunch of other really strong role players. You know, how does this impact the Nets rotation that for now, Kyrie Irving is not a part of it in any scenario?
Yeah, I think in the immediate future, you know, you look, Bruce Brown obviously has been getting the start in the preseason games alongside what you would presume to be the Nets starters. I think that would probably stay, especially for his defense and short rolling. I kind of wonder about Patty Mills. Does he become a starter at some point? Or do they like him more off the bench, which has obviously been his calling card for most of his career? You look at Cam Thomas as a way to replicate some of Kyrie's scoring. You know, and I also kind of wonder a little bit about that, about Javon Carter, given that his defense and as another ball handler. So those are the guys that I think are in some collective going to make up for his absence. But certainly other ways, you know, and also that two-way spot, they try to do something with that too as another ball handler.
Last question before I let you go. And this is a big one, and I understand it, and the news is shocking. But the conversation around Kyrie Irving has been happening for quite a few weeks now. Is there any possibility that this leads to Kyrie Irving requesting a trade? And if so, I mean, it's so tough to even figure out what a market would be for him, considering, you know, in other municipalities and other cities, they don't have the same mandate. But also Kyrie has shown that he's not a reliable performer, whatever city he's in. Is Kyrie Irving being traded a possibility?
It's a possibility. I wouldn't call it a probability because I, as you said, just don't see what the market is. You know, everyone's talked about Kyrie for Ben Simmons, you know, one problem for another. I just don't know what, and the other thing that needs to be mentioned here is that the Nets don't have any draft capital because of the James Harden trade. They don't have a lot of assets to attach to him if that's what it would take. They have Cam Thomas. They have Nick Claxton, who's in the last year of his deal, like Kyrie. They don't have a lot to kind of spruce that package up. So is it possible? Yeah, but I just don't know who would want him because of this and his history and what the Nets could do to spice up a package if there was a caller, but it would take more than just him straight up.
Yeah, and our Sam Amick says in the news briefing that we have up on the Athletic site, he brings up the fact that, and this is funny, a few weeks ago, we were wondering whether Kyrie Irving would accept the 5-year, 4-year contract extension, and Sean Marks had expressed confidence that Kyrie and James Harden would do so. Kevin Durant has, James Harden hasn't yet, and almost for the Nets' perspective, it's a good thing that Kyrie hasn't accepted that extension, because if he had, the Nets would be staring at a much longer protracted battle potentially if things go south. Right now, there's a shorter timeline. While it's still, at least this season, it's a shorter timeline than 5 seasons down the road. Alex, thank you so much for doing this. You can read Alex on The Athletic. He is covering the Nets to great aplomb. Alex, we are a week away from the season starting, and the Nets are already the most interesting team in basketball. I'm sure it'll be a fun season covering the team.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story, and ask your Google Assistant to play news from the Athletic. You also can visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to save 50% on an annual subscription to the Athletic.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.